Section 2. The Americas. Voices from the Past. One Sioux sacred woman said, "All of this creation is sacred, and so do not forget. Every dawn as it comes is a holy event, and every day is holy, for the light comes from your father, Wangkantanka. And also you must always remember that the two-leggeds and all the other peoples who stand upon this earth are sacred and should be treated as such. A Native American song says, 'The whole Southwest was a house made of dawn. It was made of pollen and of rain. The land was old and everlasting. There were many colors on the hills and on the plain, and there was a dark wilderness on the mountains beyond. The land was tilled and strong, and it was beautiful all around.'" The Native Americans, an illustrated history. Betty and Ian Ballantyne, editors, 1993. As these words illustrate, the first peoples who inhabited North America had great respect for the earth and its creatures. Early Americans. The Americas make up an enormous land area, stretching about 9,000 miles, or more than 14,000 kilometers, from the Arctic Ocean in the north to Cape Horn at the tip of South America. Over this vast area are many different landscapes: ice-covered lands, dense forests, fertile river valleys, ideal for hunting and farming, coastlines for fishing, lush tropical forests, and hot deserts. Between 100,000 and 8,000 years ago, the last ice age produced low sea levels that in turn created a land bridge in the Bering Strait between the Asian and North American continents. Many scholars believe that small communities of people from Asia crossed this land bridge. Most likely they were hunters who were pursuing the herds of bison and caribou that moved in search of grazing land into North America as the glaciers receded. These people became the first Americans. The peoples of North America created a remarkable number of different cultures: Inuits, mound builders, Anasazi, Plains Amerindians, and Iroquois all developed flourishing societies that responded in their own unique ways to the environmental conditions that they faced. Reading check. Summarizing, according to scholars, why did hunters cross the land bridge into North America? The Maya and Toltec. Signs of civilization in Mesoamerica, a name we use for areas of Mexico and Central America that were civilized before the Spaniards arrived, appeared around 1200 BC with the Olmec. Located in the hot and swampy lowlands along the coast of the Gulf of Mexico south of Veracruz, the Olmec peoples farmed along the muddy riverbanks in the area. The Olmec had large cities that were centers for their religious rituals. Around 400 BC, the Olmec civilization declined and eventually collapsed. The Maya. Later, on the Yucatan Peninsula, a major civilization arose, that of the Maya, which flourished between AD 300 and 900. It was one of the most sophisticated civilizations in the Americas. The Maya built splendid temples and pyramids and developed a complicated calendar. Mayan civilization came to include much of Central America and southern Mexico. Mayan cities were built around a central pyramid topped by a shrine to the gods. Nearby were other temples, palaces, and a sacred ball court. Some scholars believe that urban centers such as Tikal in present-day Guatemala may have had 100,000 inhabitants. Mayan civilization was composed of city-states, each governed by a hereditary ruling class. These Mayan city-states were often at war with each other. Ordinary soldiers who were captured in battle became slaves. Captured nobles and war leaders were used for human sacrifice. Rulers of the Mayan city-states claimed to be descended from the gods. The Mayan rulers were helped by nobles and a class of scribes, who may also have been priests. Mayan society also included townspeople who were skilled artisans, officials, and merchants. Most of the Mayan people were peasant farmers. The Maya created a sophisticated writing system based on hieroglyphs, or pictures. Mayan hieroglyphs remained a mystery to scholars for centuries. Then, modern investigators discovered that many passages contained symbols that recorded dates in the Mayan calendar, known as the Long Count. This calendar was based on a belief in cycles of creation and destruction. According to the Maya, our present world was created in 3114 BC and is scheduled to complete its downward cycle on December 23, 2012. The Mayan civilization in the central Yucatan Peninsula eventually began to decline. Explanations for the decline include invasion, internal revolt, or a natural disaster such as a volcanic eruption. A more recent theory is that overuse of the land led to reduced crop yields. Whatever the case, Mayan cities were abandoned and covered by dense jungle growth. They were not rediscovered until the 19th and 20th centuries. The Toltec. The capital of the Toltec Empire was at Tula, built on a high ridge northwest of present-day Mexico City. The Toltec were a fierce and warlike people who extended their conquests into the Mayan lands of Guatemala and the northern Yucatan. The Toltec were also builders who constructed pyramids and palaces. They controlled the upper Yucatan Peninsula from the village of Chichen Itza for several centuries, beginning around AD 900. In about 1200, their civilization too declined. Reading check. Describing. How was Mayan civilization organized and governed? The Aztec. The origins of the Aztec are uncertain. Sometime during the 12th century AD, however, they began a long migration that brought them to the Valley of Mexico. They eventually established their capital, beginning in 1325, at Tenochtitlan, on an island in the middle of Lake Texcoco, now the location of Mexico City. For the next 100 years, the Aztec built their city. They constructed temples, other public buildings, and houses. They built roadways of stone across Lake Texcoco to the north, south, and west, linking the many islands to the mainland. While they were building their capital city, the Aztec consolidated their rule over much of what is modern Mexico. By 1500, as many as 4 million Aztec lived in the Valley of Mexico and the surrounding valleys of central Mexico. Power in the Aztec state was vested in the hands of the monarch, who claimed that he was descended from the gods. At the center of the capital city of Tenochtitlan was a massive pyramid dedicated to Huitzilopochtli, god of the sun. A platform at the top held an altar for performing human sacrifices. In 1519, a Spanish force under the command of Hernán Cortés landed at Veracruz on the Gulf of Mexico. Cortés marched to Tenochtitlan at the head of a small body of troops, 550 soldiers and 16 horses. The Aztec monarch Montezuma, also spelled Moctezuma, offered gifts of gold to the foreigners when they arrived. Eventually, tensions arose between the Spaniards and the Aztec. Within a year, the forces of Cortés had destroyed the Aztec pyramids, temples, and palaces. Tenochtitlan was no more. Reading check. Identifying. What was the capital of the Aztec civilization? What is the name of the modern-day city located there? The Inca. In the 15th century, another remarkable civilization, that of the Inca, flourished in South America. In the 1440s, under the leadership of the powerful ruler Pachacuti, the Inca launched a campaign of conquest that eventually brought the entire region under their control. Pachacuti and his immediate successors, Topa Inca and Huayna Inca, the word Inca means ruler, extended the boundaries of the Incan Empire as far as Ecuador, central Chile, and the edge of the Amazon basin. The empire included perhaps 12 million people. At the top of the system was the emperor, who was believed to be descended from Inti, the sun god. The Incan state was built on war, so all young men were required to serve in the Incan army. With some 200,000 members, the army was the largest and best armed in the region. The Inca also built roads, a system of some 24,800 miles, or around 40,000 kilometers of roads, extended from the border of modern-day Colombia to a point south of modern-day Santiago, Chile. Two major roadways extended in a north-south direction, one through the Andes and the other along the coast, with connecting routes between them. The Incan Empire was still flourishing when the first Spanish expeditions arrived in the central Andes. In December 1530, Francisco Pizarro and a small band of about 180 men landed on the Pacific coast of South America. Pizarro brought steel weapons, gunpowder, and horses. The Inca had none of these. The Incan Empire experienced an epidemic, or an outbreak of disease that spreads rapidly, of smallpox. Like the Aztec, the Inca had no immunities to European diseases. All too soon, smallpox was devastating entire villages. Even the Incan emperor was a victim. Armed only with stones, arrows, and light spears, the Incan soldiers were little challenged to the Spaniards' charging horses, guns, and cannons. Pizarro and his soldiers, aided by Incan allies, marched on Cusco and captured the Incan capital. By 1535, Pizarro had established a new capital at Lima for a new colony of the Spanish Empire. Reading check. describing what were the accomplishments of Pachacuti and his immediate successors.